It's boy Eli.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Daniel, over here.
And it's the we got the Castanos here to talk about some very fun stuff. Like, what was it, 2 weeks ago that we had Evo?
I believe it was, yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, by the time of this recording, it was 2 weeks, and we're back again. Sadly, we did not go to this year's Evo. We had a lot of things going on in life that, we just couldn't really make it.
Yeah. Well, we did
Yeah,
get some
but.
cool stuff, though.
Yeah, we did hear a lot of cool stuff. Got a lot of cool reviews. City of the Wolves, from the people that I've heard that went to Evo, really enjoyed it. A lot of cool reveals and a lot of cool news about stuff, but we're mostly talking about the fact that, one, we are not only just getting classic games back, because, well, for one, it broke the internet. We all heard about Marvel's Capcom Fighting Collection, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you
Right.
don't know, have been living under a rock for some reason, pretty much every Marvel game done by Capcom is back in one collection. So you got everything from Children of the Atom all the way to Marvel vs. Capcom 2, and even the long forgotten but beloved beat 'em up, The Punisher.
Yes, where you can not only just play the Punisher, but also Nick Fury. And at first, we thought that was it, right? We thought that was it. We've talked about it before, but they also came out. SNK, the wonderful people who make King of Fighters, Fatal Fury, Art of Fighting, Samurai Showdown, the list goes on and on and on. Announced that, hey, right now, on Steam, you can get SVC Chaos. And Dale, what is SVC Chaos for those who don't know?
So it's not Capcom versus SNK. Those are the fighting games done by Capcom themselves. So CVC, oh, wait, SVC Chaos is actually the crossover fighting game that's done by SNK themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And has some mixed results for some, but it has this nice little place in fighting game history, considering the collaborations between Capcom and SNK.
Yeah. So for those, just to make it easier, Capcom versus SNK is Capcom trying to make is like a crossover game where Capcom is trying to make it feel more SNK, and SNK versus Capcom is SNK trying to make it more kind of like what Capcom tends to do.
Yeah.
So basically, that's it, I know. I mean, it sounds a little more complicated, but basically, it's just their own take on each other's games. That's still a crossover.
Yeah.
What started this conversation, and this is kind of branching like onto the conversation that started with a Marvel's Capcom Fighting Collection, is one, how it's being released, and two, why we might not we have are having a hard time seeing it in a lot of modern consoles. So for those of you that don't know, SVC Chaos is only on Steam and I believe PlayStation 4, right?
Yeah, so it's only on Steam, PS4, and also Nintendo Switch.
Yes, and same goes for Marvel's Capcom Infinite. Now, for those of you who know, it's like, well, PlayStation can do backwards compatible. Yes, but it's not a lot, but for whatever reason, and this is where most of our conversation is going to go fall into, is the Xbox side and why that may be the case for some. Also, just this really important factor of, and Dan could speak to hours on this, the importance of, having a physical version of the game.
No, yeah, I mean, I guess let's go back to like the 360 PS3 era. So Capcom, they no longer had the Marvel license, so they had to list everything. So all Marvel vs. Capcom 3 stuff, MVC 2 that he had re-released in HD. Same with Marvel vs. Capcom Origins, which had Marvel Super Heroes and MVC 1. So those were all gone for the longest time. And thanks to Infinite, we got Ultimate 3 back for Xbox One and PS4. We're still missing MVC 2 and all the important games in its history. So for the first time, we're finally getting everything all together in one package and also having an actual physical copy. So whatever happens, you still got it. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. So let's start off there. The importance of making sure why the physical version is the most important, because does SVC Chaos have a physical port yet, or is that coming out soon?
I believe so right now I believe it's only out digitally, but I think they made plans with limited run games to have a physical release.
And that's an indicator for all you out there to, just go out and buy the physical edition. Not to say that the digital is wrong, but you might want to hold on to that physical, because for those of you who don't know, physical is getting really, really hard now to have, and it being digital does not guarantee you'll be there for a very long time.
It's true. Technically, for example, let's say the 3DS recently had their eShop shut down, I believe, earlier this year, if not last year. And it was a big blow because there's a lot of games that are, people would want to play, but one, it's taken down, so you can't legally, buy it or download it anymore. And two, even if you were to get a physical copy, they're just stupidly expensive right now. For example, anything from Atlus. Atlus is known, unless you're Persona or maybe even Shin Megami Tensei, not to print a lot of copies of certain games. So let's say you want to play a Strange Journey on 3DS. You got to pay a lot of money for that, or even SMT4 or some other stuff. And this could go on with other 3DS games as well. So yeah, it just there's like other factors, that kind of messes with it as well.
So that's kind of like the big thing with this kind of thing. Like the important fact is that we have these games now, and that's like a really big thing. And the conversation now is the importance of physical copies, because even other companies, other like forms of media, people are starting to recognize, no, we need some level of physical copy. One day Netflix isn't going to be there, and you won't be able to watch your Netflix original shows or Disney Plus original shows or whatever Amazon original show out there. The physical would matter, because it wasn't that long ago where, Max, HBO Max was a thing where you wanted to watch this cartoon by the guys who made a regular show. It's not there anymore.
Yeah, Close Enough is not there anymore, and they even took down some other Cartoon Network shows as well. Like I remember, I think it was Mau Mau that was taken down. Still, forgotten and without a second season. They took down some other people's work as well. I believe Uncle Grandpa was taken down as well, and
Yeah,
every once
and
in a
there were tax write-offs.
And right, I don't know about like some of the Cartoon Network shows, but I think I don't even know about Close Enough either, but. But yeah, so you're starting to, the cycle stuff again. Like for example, I wanted to watch that big Metalocalypse special where it's like the entirety of this 1 hour was like a death metal musical, but they took it down. It's only the finale movie that's up right now. So yeah, so you have that going on.
Hence that's kind of what started this whole conversation with, like, what happens to these things? They're kind of lost forever in the void. So, and like you said, when if you happen to have like a physical version, an extra copy or whatever, those sell like gangbusters, and people kind of really don't really like the fact that they have to pay like what, $200 for like five episodes of a show that, they could just stream, or lost the ability to stream, or instead you could just pay like $20 for that or whatever.
Oh yeah, like I
Like,
remember probably the best example is Dogma. Like that movie is notorious for, being out of print and being very expensive to buy.
like I've only able to watch it because of like just someone just happened to have the DVD of it and uploaded it on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
So like, no, and hence why we're talking about now with like the SVC Chaos and like Marvel's Capcom on Inf Infinite. Maybe we'll get a collection of that soon. Maybe. But like the importance of like those things, but like one, it not only shows that Capcom that, hey, we really, really miss Marvel's Capcom. Like, I really miss that game. The casual audience really misses that game.
Dude, everyone
And
loves that game. I mean,
everyone.
I know like every time there's a Nintendo Direct, the Nintendo store in New York, all people like record each other's reactions, and they actually have like a big screen upstairs in the second floor where people are watching it together, and people were going nuts when that was announced. I think a guy
Yeah,
might have fainted
no.
too.
I remember I was just kind of like haphazardly awake, and I was like, oh yeah, the Nintendo's Direct is on. I guess I could have it on for a bit. maybe I'll fall asleep. If maybe something shows up, I'll be like, yo. And then all I heard was like, we're gonna take you for a ride. I was like, wait, what? Hold up. Hold up. My eyes are awake. My soul is ready. What happened? Marvel's Capcom 2? Oh my God, it's back. It's actually back. And then like it just whoa. Like I'm excited for it. I probably might buy more than one version because I it's Capcom. That was my shit. You've probably heard of many stories similar to mine of going to your local laundromat or whatever, playing that game, and that was me. I was one of those 1,000 people.
Yeah, another probably something similar like me. While your parents are grocery shopping, there happened to be like a small little arcade, station around the grocery store, and they just happen to have MVC. And my God, that's where I'm spending most of my time waiting for my parents to finish the shopping.
You're like trying to figure out how to do an infinite. There you go. And like it was before the internet, bro. We had no idea what an infinite was.
Oh yeah.
Us kids, the old folks, the true diehard of those games,
Like,
well,
keep in mind,
they didn't
we're
know
like the
from.
last generations of
Yeah.
that got to experience the arcade, experience before they fully died out and it became like Dave & Buster's and Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah, now it's kind of slowly coming back as like a barcade kind of thing, which one, thank God. Two, man, do I really wish we had that more arcades back.
Yeah, like I, as far as I'm aware, I think about just like maybe one or two areas in our where we live that has it, but. The fact
Yeah.
that there's more like people, bringing up arcades and other, arcade experiences of pop, it's really awesome to see.
And would there be it depends if they're actual arcades and not like the modded cabinets.
Yeah, you'll sometimes see those modern cabinets. I've seen those as
Yeah.
well.
I've seen one at is like a little like I guess it's like a Mexican candy shop. I don't know what like they sell we're going way off a tangent right now, I apologize, but like they sell like elotes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh wait, you have an arcade here. 50 cents? Yo, okay. And then I'm like, oh, it's the ROMs. It's like they got Street Fighter 2 Champion Edition, and I'm just like, I got 50 cents. Throw my 50 cents in there, and I'm like, all you hear is Hadouken, Hadouken, oh, kind of stuff. But back to the main thing is that one, the importance of making sure that we have these copies because chances are we're never going to get these back again. I mean, I am hopeful that there will be more Capcom fighting collections and crossover games with SNK, but in this day and age, anything can happen where you might not get those again.
Yeah, I'm a little hopeful though, because the fact that we still have Ultimate Marvel 3 available to purchase
Yeah.
to this day right now shows that there's still shows like Marvel is still interested in having like a fighting game of their series of franchise and characters and stuff.
Well, have you heard the recent interviews with one of the developers for Street Fighter VI, who developed the fighting collection? He was like, yeah, we were in talk with Marvel for like 4 to 5 years about releasing this collection. I was like, oh, okay, they're talking. Oh, okay,
Yeah.
there's hope. There is hope. And like, same thing with SNK. They're like, we love SNK. We were happy they're back. And like, we want to do some collaborative efforts. Hence why we got Terry and Mai in Street Fighter VI.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we're gonna get like a Street Fighter character either in Fatal Fury or King of
Yeah.
Fighters.
Probably, yeah, because I remember like a while back, they released on Nintendo Switch like two like SNK Capcom crossover games on
Yeah.
were originally on the Neo Geo Pocket on the, now on the Switch.
Oh yeah. And I can totally see that. Now, now we're talking about the importance of making sure there's physical copies and the importance of the stuff like that, why the chances of it not being around anymore, especially considering this is the Marvel's Capcom one came from like Nintendo, who really didn't not that long ago released that was it Mario Collection or whatever,
Dude, Mario, we going with it?
the
I can't
3D
remember.
collection,
Three,
you know,
oh
it
yeah,
had the
the 3D All Stars. Yeah, with 64 Sunshine and
And that
Galaxy.
there is no copies anymore.
It was funny too, because like I felt like they printed a lot of copies when it first launched, and I think after a year or two you could still find it. But now I'm noticing, yeah, it's harder to find now. So thank God I still have mine.
Oh yeah, no, I only have the digital, and I'm like, I wish I had the physical. I really wish I do.
No, yeah,
I
like,
really wish I do.
digital's cool and all. I mean, sometimes I'll buy stuff digitally as well because it's just more convenient, but
Yeah.
it's just better to have it in your hands.
It's something that really like kind of just really makes it feel like, and like that old school, like you growing up kind of way. It's the nostalgia, I would say, right? Because nothing against people like having PCs and doing getting like Steam or whatever, but like there's something about me just pulling out a disc or a cartridge and just like putting it in a console, you
No,
know?
which I totally get because I'm the same way. I'm a physical guy, but I also have a PC too. So like, I already have Metal Gear Rising on my PS3, but I love it so much I'll buy it again on Steam because it's just that damn good of a game.
It's just that good, damn good of a game. Exactly. I mean, like, everyone's like, I know people who are like, just go PC. I'm like, there's something about physical copies, though. Something about
Like,
me, like, switching.
that's it.
Like forgetting I put this disc in a different box because I was playing that other game first. And that kind of stuff, where you're just looking for the disc and it's in the
Yeah,
wrong box.
and again, take it from me. I play on PC as well, but it's so much cooler showing like a shelf full of games than showing you my digital library of games on PC.
Yep, exactly. But yes, this essentially takes us to essentially I would say the big crux of this conversation of this episode of the podcast is that the games are being released through Nintendo Switch, Steam, and PS4. There's one game, there's one console, there's one thing not in there, and that is Xbox. And there's actually a very good reason as to why, and it's one that a lot of people tend, I feel, are forgetting slash confusing with other things, right? So the main one of the main facts there is, and I'm surprised people haven't noticed this, it both games, SBC Chaos and the Marvel's Capcom Fighting Collection, are only listed for PS4 of the two, main ones, Xbox and PlayStation. It's only listed for PS4, Switch, and Steam. So Steam can do digital, and it doesn't matter what kind of how old the game is. If it's able to do it digital, it'll post it on it, right?
Yeah.
The Switch doesn't need that much power.
I mean, again, like it's strong enough to probably run any game arcade perfect. I mean, it's basically like PS3 360 hardware.
Exactly. PS3 360 hardware. It's basically that. Same with PS4. Same with the PS4. The Xbox is as and this and this is what they did to themselves. They stopped supporting old school games in the more, I guess, in a more modern sense. I think you know how to word it better than I can.
Like, I'm not sure. Xbox is kind of weird. Like, I know they're trying to be more, supportive of the backwards compatibility and keeping like some of their libraries in the, more playable on the newer systems. Like, again, all the way back from like the original Xbox to now, so I could play, I don't Halo, I don't maybe not Halo 1 because there's a Master Chief Collection, but you know what I mean. But yeah, like it's kind of weird at how Capcom's like handling this release, like skipping over Xbox, because I believe a Fighting Collection, which is just Capcom game games, like there, it was available on Xbox too, wasn't it?
Yes, I think I have the box somewhere. Here we go. Yeah, I have I got like the Switch version and the Xbox version. Because those I was like, I need to choose one, and right now, well, I kind of been using my Xbox more for like third party games and other kind of stuff, and using my PlayStation for more, first party games because yeah, they have first party games, but also the PlayStation doesn't have that much memory and I don't want to waste too much on it. So yeah. But that's why I got it on the Xbox. Like I can use that for anything really.
Yeah.
And Switch because like I want to travel with and play, Darkstalkers on the way to wherever.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like yeah, so I have that. It is very weird. I'm trying to remember at what point was that game around. Was it during when they were still doing Xbox One releases or no?
Don't recall, man.
Because one of the main conversations that people have been having is that Xbox isn't doesn't kind of want to focus on, games that would release around like because of PS4, they're still making essentially PS4 versions of some games because you can just, play that on PlayStation 5, right? On a
Well,
PlayStation 5 console.
yeah, because even though the PS5 is selling a lot, there are still more people that are actively using their PS4 compared to PS5s. So
Yeah.
why, sell a little, then still make a lot more money by selling to the last gen of the people that are still there.
And so Xbox, while they had backwards compatibility, I think they just kind of like stopped producing most of those and mostly anything involving the one. So that was probably one of the indicators as to why maybe we don't have those two games for the Xbox. I know some people would say it probably didn't sell well, but I would argue when it comes to specifically fighting games, it kind of doesn't matter what version you wanna specify as. You're better off just having it be multiplat.
Yeah, and it's rather strange that it's being released like that as well. I understand with Phoenix Wright trilogy not selling not the best on Xbox. I think Xbox was significantly lower compared to the Switch and PlayStation versions, and that's why it missed out on the Great Ace Attorney. I would spin-off, which is about like Phoenix Wright's ancestors, but I digress. So it's understandable why that the Xbox didn't get that release, and
Yeah,
then.
but it's even funnier because the Edgeworth games, the Ace Attorney for like Edgeworth, that's being released on Xbox.
Yeah, so that caught me off guard, and I think the Apollo Justice trilogy was on Xbox as
Apollo
well.
Justice is also on there. They also did release the collections for Mega Man, Classic Mega Man X. They also released the Battle Network.
No, I don't think Battle Network was on Xbox, was it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
I thought it was only on PlayStation and Switch.
I could have sworn I saw it on Xbox. I'm double checking right now because like I don't get fact checked, but I could have sworn. But continue what you were continue where you were on.
But yeah, so I remember like there was a theory about like the engine it was using, MT Framework, which was the old engine that Capcom was using for pretty much all of its games, like Resident Evil 5 and I think maybe even 6. But that wasn't the case because I believe Capcom Fighting Collection was also using MT Framework, so I don't believe that would have been it. And I think if anything, I think the reason why we have a PS4 copy but not a PS5. It's probably because it would have been cheaper just to keep things, for those games and not print more copies. Because with Xbox, they're pretty smart about it. With one disc, you put it into Xbox One, you're playing an Xbox One version. You put it into the Series X, you're playing the Series X version. But with PlayStation, it doesn't really differentiate, what game you're playing. If you play, so, if you want to play a PS5 version, you have to use the PS5 copy. It doesn't work like Xbox, where okay, so we know which hardware you're using. We'll switch over to that. So I think the closest we got in was maybe Cyberpunk when it first launched and when it was only on PS4, because for somehow it was able to detect between either it was a PS4 or a PS5 game. But yeah, I think just to minimize, like all the costs for, having to print more copies just for a separate console when they work backwards compatible.
And I think that's one of the main reasons. And yeah, you were right. It's only on like place the main games I mentioned. So it's very weird how certain games are being released on Xbox, but other games aren't, which is really, really weird. Because like it's like I said, when it comes to fighting games, you kind of it's preferable, sorry.
Probably.
Preferably, you would want to be multiplat because you can. Whenever they did like, console or like, well, one system only or whatever, it hasn't very fared much well. Like we have like Street Fighter V as the best example of that, and stuff. And yet, I think it's very weird how. We're still kind of doing that. Even KI, well, it had a very strong player base for Xbox. It you cannot deny it like outgrew exponentially when it went on to Steam. So you kind of like want, it's one of the things like you preferably, you know, you want, you kind of want to go multiply. You kind of don't want to like subjugate most of your audience to not being on a fighting game. And like it's like I was talking about this with Joe, right, my brother, and I mentioned how it's always weird how they don't tend to have that many fighting games, but they sometimes will have those fighting games you didn't, you kind of just forgot it was there. Like he forgot Melty Blood was in, was on Xbox.
Really?
Melty Blood's on Xbox.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I'm
no, the
so
newest, the one that came out, like the latest one, that's
yeah.
on there.
Cause like I'm so used from the last gen, like all the big games like MK or Tekken, it's also on Xbox. But when you
Yeah.
have like games like Melty Blood or like maybe even an SNK game, it wouldn't be on Xbox because of how niche it is.
Yeah, no, it's on Xbox, and I mean the newest one, not the newest. I'm thinking of Under Night. Under Night's not on there, obviously.
Yeah, no, I feel like I will be a bit too niche for Xbox.
That would be way too niche. I'm surprised Granblue wasn't on there, but I feel like Granblue has always been more of a Japanese game, so that's on itself. But Melty Blood was always super weird for me to have, and so that's kind of where, you know, for me. This in reality, Xbox is being really weird when it comes to their fighting games. It's not that they don't want to, I'm assuming, because if they didn't, we wouldn't have like Street Fighter, you know, Street Fighter 6, Tekken, Mortal Kombat, all the big names on there. I mean, yeah, they're the big names, but the fact that you were able to allow Melty Blood in there tells me that you at least have so much care. And we are end up getting some game, some fighting games on there that isn't just those. We remember Guilty Gear is now on Xbox. Granted, Game Pass, but it's on Xbox now.
Yeah, like me, you're getting all the other Arc 6 games too. What was the other one? Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle.
Oh,
And
right, it is on there. I forgot about that. That is so crazy.
was the NF Duel? No, I don't think the NF Duel was on it.
Wasn't it? No. It was that one was just playing at PlayStation. That was just playing PlayStation.
Yeah, I was surprised Persona 4 Arena Ultimax didn't get re-released on Xbox as well, but especially with all the Persona stuff, you know, coming out on it now. I mean, you got Persona 3 Portable, 4, not and 3 Reload, even with all the marketing from Xbox themselves. So,
Q is also on there.
which one?
Persona Q, I think, is also on there.
No, that's a 3DS game.
That's the 3DS game?
Yeah,
Or am I thinking
that's.
of Tactics?
Yeah, you're thinking of Tactica.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, Persona 5, Tact, whatever.
Yeah.
That's on there, which is really weird. But yeah, no, it's. I think it goes back to you saying how Xbox is kind of prioritizing this. You know, the fact, like a different thing compared to what PlayStation and kind of like even the Switch itself is kind of doing.
Yeah,
I think that's where most of the problem comes from.
and I'm kind of surprised they're not like trying to put in more help into bringing some of the games to their platforms too. Because I remember, what was that RPG called? Baldur's Gate 3. It was supposed to come out on Xbox around the same time as the PS5, but because you know they needed more time to make sure it worked good on the Series S version. They needed more additional time and delayed it. They even got believe it even not Microsoft to help them out to make sure you know, everything works fine and everything works good with the Series S, so they could have it ready for a launch later that year. And then, if I remember correctly, I think they were interested in having Octopath Traveler on their on Xbox as well. So, they helped out, you know, gave some Square Enix some money, help, you know, with all the whole porting stuff to the Xbox version. And now, Octopath Traveler 1 and 2 is on Game Pass thanks to them. So I'm surprised that.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised, like, you know, like maybe they weren't expecting it because, you know, Capcom is a big company. They always thought they would just bring it in easily. So maybe they go in there and help them out, you know, port it over, or I don't know what reason why they're not bringing it over to Xbox.
Like honestly, if you told me that like the Cut Fighting Collection was gonna be on Game Pass, I'd be like, that's fucking awesome. That's perfect. Right there. It's that's a good idea. But I think it is kind of this weird position that Xbox kind of eventually put themselves in, because whatever management is going on at Xbox, I it has been kind of like shooting themselves on the foot. Like, they have good ideas. They have an idea that makes a lot of sense. I know people who are very happy with Game Pass, who kind of want more, but they, for whatever reason, somewhere on the line, they're not doing what I feel like they should be doing with it. Granted, I think they're just kind of stuck in between this weird. I think that they can't decide whether they want to fully commit to a being like a Steam-like, product or still continue with console, right? I feel like if they kind of found the right way to make it, they're in this, they're kind of in this, I can't decide what I want to be aspect where they don't know if they want to commit to either or. If they end up committing to one or the other, I feel like maybe the Game Pass one is probably the better one. But I'm only speaking from a consumer perspective, so I can't really don't take my words, as I always say, don't take my words to heart. I'm always being skeptical when it comes to this kind of stuff. Now, whether or not, do you think that we will eventually get those games on Xbox? Because ultimately for myself, not just saying because I own one, ultimately for someone who is a fan of these games, who loves SNK2, Capcom vs. SNK2, Marvel's Capcom, Marvel Super Heroes, and all that kind of stuff, I would prefer more chances to have, like we said, physical copies are important. So it's for me, I feel like the more chances for you to have that is going to be more important at the end of the day.
And another reason why I think this whole thing was weird to begin with is Capcom said themselves that he wants us to sell a lot because they want to be able to make another Marvel versus Capcom game, and that's why they have to have it showed off on the Nintendo Direct instead of Evo, because everyone watches Nintendo Direct. So it's already a big platform to show off some of the new games and any crazy stuff that might happen there as well. So they're going for that. They want as many people to know about it, get crazy for it, and buy themselves a copy. So it's kind of weird how like Xbox, well, not big into fighting games. I mean, yeah, we have like Killer Instinct, but everything on fighting games is now over on PlayStation's side now. So, but still, like you want to try to get even like the small amount of numbers on Xbox because there's still a fighting game based on there. I mean, most of Dragon Ball fans play on Xbox, so a lot of people
Yeah, you're right. I totally forgot that. Like, Dragon Ball is very much very popular on the side of Xbox.
It would make sense to have Dragon Ball FighterZ on Xbox along with some other games as well, like Kakarot or what was the other one? Xenoverse.
And the soon to be Sparking Zero, which I'm pretty sure is on it, gonna be on Xbox.
No, it has to be, man. It'd be dumb not to do that.
I mean, it would be.
And then even after that, like we're seeing games like Arc System Works bringing over, like you said, Guilty Gear and Blaze Blue, and they're even cross-platform too. So if you're afraid, you're not gonna find people on Xbox, then that's fine. You'll find people that are playing on Steam, PlayStation. I mean, it's all there.
With
So there
the
is
rise
like
of like crossplay and rollback, yeah, I know that. So essentially, it doesn't really matter what console you want to play in; you would always find someone to play with.
yeah. So and yeah, like there is a like a there is a group of people that love fighting games on Xbox. So it'd be a shame if you just to leave them alone, not give them all the fun games that we're playing. And I can understand why Xbox didn't pursue, the Great Ace Attorney, but I feel like when a title as big as Marvel versus Capcom, they would probably want to speak with Capcom about how to bring it over to Xbox, because that is a title that
Exactly.
is too big to miss out on
That is
Xbox.
too big to miss. That it's I don't know how. In reality, I don't know how. I wasn't old enough to be around the time when they've had it. But I don't like just the fact that like Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was such a juggernaut, pun intended, sure, of it reaching the heights that it did and the people that it did is kind of insane to me, right? Like I never thought, like if I'm thinking of it now, right? as I am now with like my level fighting games, how a popular Capcom is, a popular Marvel. I mean, yeah, Marvel now, like, yeah, but like, just kind of crazy how one of the greatest games that even people who aren't that into fighting games is like, yeah, Marvel's Capcom 2 is the best one. Yeah, okay, whoa, you barely play fighting games, but you're down for that one. Okay,
Yeah, it's one of the best
sure.
games of all time. So yeah, it has that
It's
reputation.
I really enjoy that game. I'm not gonna deny that. I love that game. And like, you know, it really much set the standard of what people think of like Marvel's Capcom. Like you and I have had this conversation so many times. Like people didn't know that Marvel's Capcom started off as a 2v2.
No,
And
yeah, I mean, maybe even as a 1v1. I mean, yeah, because X-Men versus Children of the Atom was just a 1v1 game, but then it wasn't until they crossed over with Street Fighter we were starting to see 2v2.
yeah, and even Marvel Super Heroes was 1v1, and then it followed through in Marvel and X-Men versus Marvel Super Heroes. That eventually led to like Marvel's Capcom, Marvel's Capcom 2, Marvel's Capcom 3, Marvel's Capcom Infinite, and stuff. So, no, yeah, you want to make sure, especially when it comes to old games, like these games we're not talking about with like SSC Chaos and the Fighting Collection. You want to make sure that you want to reach out to as many people as you can, because like, say there's only like 10% of people who are gonna buy Marvel's Capcom on Xbox. Just hypothetical, right? Maybe smaller. That's still a certain percentage that you can get away with. Because the majority of people are probably gonna play it on Steam because they could find a way to mod it. Majority of people are probably just gonna play it on PlayStation because they're very casual. Not to say that's a bad thing, but like there's still like a bunch of ways that you can make money off it. Even if it's like one region that's like you don't sell as much, you would probably still somehow make money out of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
I think that's as much as I can possibly say without us going like, you know, reverting us back to the same going back to the same stuff we've been saying for the past few minutes. But yeah, this is just very strange to me. I really hope that it's only for a limited time, though I can't guarantee anything because there was also a time when we all thought the. Now, granted, this is more on Square Enix and PlayStation than anything else, because I could have sworn at one point, like the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, like were supposed to at one point come on Xbox.
They never outright confirmed it, but the original idea of the contract that they did with Sony was that it was supposed to be exclusively on PlayStation for 1 year. But I guess for some reason they're gonna go for the whole trilogy or quadrilogy if for some reason we get there for the rest of the Final Fantasy VII remake. Because I know Square Enix they want to focus on going multi-platform now. Because I remember them saying Final Fantasy 16 didn't sell. Well, to be fair, most of the time it doesn't sell to their expectations, but I'm guessing they're realizing, like limiting their games to one console exclusively isn't their best course of action.
Which is funny because I remember people saying that as the opposite when it came to 15.
Yeah. 15.
Ah, I love that game.
At least
I
it's
don't
not
care what people
13.
say. 13 might have some ups and downs, but yeah, I kind of agree with that. But no, yeah, that's probably where we're gonna put a cap on this episode. We'll probably talk about this more if more stuff comes out. If like anything like more interesting, we can find more interesting to talk about in terms of. It, but yeah, no, that's the end of the episode. If you guys enjoy what you heard, be sure to let us know. Be sure to follow us on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're also active on Instagram, where you'll find the link tree to all the podcasts that we're officially part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and a link to the YouTube for all you audio listeners out there who want to put a face to the voice. And yeah, that's it for us. Hopefully, go out and get yourself Marvel's Capcom Infinite. For a while there, it was the highest pre-order, I think, on Amazon or any like other sites, right?
I don't remember much from it because, like, the whole mess behind it, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's just basically, yeah, that's a very popular. Be sure to check that out. If you have a Steam or you'd rather wait for the physical edition, check out SGC Chaos. It's a fun game. And yeah, it's been me, your boy. Eli.
It's me, Daniel, and
You
let's
guys have a
just.
good one. Oh, go ahead.
Like, I was gonna just say, let's just have hope. I mean, some games like Baldur's Gate 3, they cut. They eventually came just a little bit later, so let's just hope that's the
Yep.
case.
That's it. I agree. And I hope you guys enjoy. Yeah, have a good one. Peace.